The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mark Pitts of KCHA Charles City and Dale Wickner of Saxton. Mark, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Senator, thank you very much for your time. You recently discussed sensible clean energy in farm country. How do you balance that while protecting landowners' rights when carbon pipeline companies are seeking eminent domain to build their pipelines in the state of Iowa?
Yeah, well, of course, first of all, our efforts out here is to get E15 year-round because we'll be able to have a market for all the ethanol we can produce. And so to get back to your question, the pipeline issue is entirely a state decide issue. Like so far, North Dakota and South Dakota has decided not to issue permits to move ahead. The Iowa Utility Commission, I believe, is holding hearings now. And sometime in the future, we'll make a decision, maybe like North and South Dakota, or maybe differently than North or South Dakota. But that's entirely under state law and nothing we have anything to do with. So I'm going to continue to promote ethanol and biodiesel because it's good for the economy of Iowa. It's good for farmers. It's good for the environment. It's good for our national security. It's good for good paying jobs in rural America. Dale, at Saxon.
Yep. Yes, sir, Senator. With all the other budget issues that took place over the weekend, the Farm Bill kind of got pushed to the backside, even though it was expiring. How likely is it going to be that something gets done on that in the short term here?
Okay. Now, I heard everything you said except what's getting pushed to the back burner.
The Farm Bill kind of got pushed to the back
yes.
burner there.
Well, that's that's very, 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 very key issue for Iowa because we're here. Tomorrow is Tuesday. I always do with ag journalists, telephone news conference like I'm doing with you two, and they'll ask me the same thing. And in July, I was very positive. We'd get a five-year extension. If we didn't get it done by September 30th, we'd get it done by Christmas. Now I'm very pessimistic about it. So I think the future of the five-year farm bill is pretty not very realistic. But we will have a one-year or two-year extension of the existing Farm Bill, so farmers will continue to have the protection of the Farm Bill. What they won't get that they ought to have if we have a five-year Farm Bill is probably some increase in preference pricing to protect the low prices we have right now for corn and soybeans, I think, still at $12 make a profit, but corn at $4.50 probably is not making a profit because of the increase in fertilizer, chemicals, and seed. And so that's the bad thing about the five-year extension. We won't get an increase in preference pricing. Back to Mark.
Senator, going back to renewable energy and as it relates to agriculture, Floyd County targeted by two carbon pipelines, two possible new wind farm projects of 65 to 100 turbines. Sioux Line Underground Electric Transmission Line recently approved also will be built through Floyd County. With all this going on, not just Floyd County, but are you concerned about the projects like these as a farmer yourself, the impact on the agricultural land and, you know, its subsequent production value?
Yes, and that brings me to a bill that Senator Baldwin of Wisconsin and I have in, and that's a bipartisan bill that would not preempt local regulations that you and I've talked about, whether it's for wind, solar, or pipelines or anything like that. It wouldn't interfere with that. But what we want to do is get the Secretary of Agriculture to promote the idea that all of these things that are an impediment to the most production we can have, we want to make sure that they're limited to environmentally fragile land, and to keep these things out of the most productive land in the United States that we can, because we need the production for the increased growing population and also for the prosperity in agriculture. Back to Dale.
Yes, Senator. It's October, so the student loan repayments are starting back up this month. Is the push to forgive student loans over with in the Congress?
No. Senator Thune and I have legislation in on that very point. We don't think the president has the authority to do what he's done, and the Supreme Court said that he didn't have the authority on the first try that he made. Now he's going back to a second try, and I don't know how the courts how they might rule on that, but I want to say that we don't think he has the power to do it, and we want to make sure that the law says he doesn't have the power to do it. We think that when you enter into a loan situation, you know you got to pay it back. If you buy a car, buy a house, it's no different than a student loan. It's a loan, and you're expected to pay it back. And we think it's a slippery slope if you allow student loans not to be repaid. Where's that slippery slope going to end with helping people pay their car loans, their house mortgages, et cetera, et cetera? And the other thing is that it's just wrong for those people that have paid off their loans, and the people that are going to college now that haven't taken out their first loan, they are being helped by it. So it's just wrong. Now let's see. Is Mark? I think Mark, we're back to you, aren't we?
Yes, Senator. Thank you very much. Senator Grassley, you met a couple of weeks ago with Iowa law enforcement professionals recognizing their service as part of the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. That meeting came just a few days after Algona police officer Kevin Cram was shot to death here in North Iowa. Meanwhile, police departments like those nearby New Hampton, they're struggling to find candidates to fill out their police force. Are we doing enough to protect law enforcement that we might encourage more people to step forward to the profession?
Actually, it's a demoralization of the police force that comes from the fact that we had a movement 3 years ago to defund the police. Now, even those city mayors and the people living in those cities that advocated defunding the police, they realized it was a mistake, and now they want to fund the police properly. But it's so demoralized, police protection, keeping them from doing their job or discourage them from doing their job. Just think how it shot up, particularly in the big cities of the United States. The murder rates and crime rates are way up, and it's just wrong. So I've got a bill in that's a bipartisan bill for rural small cities and rural communities, and it's you probably think it's wrong that we would target it in that area, but it seems to me these small counties and small cities don't have the resources like the big cities have. So I got a bill with Cortez Masto of Nevada, and legislation to boost funding and recruitment in local law enforcement. Let's see. Dale, you'll have the last question.
Okay. Senator, the situation on the southern border with Mexico has been described recently as being in crisis. What do you think is the best course of action to take care of things down there?
Well, I'll tell you what Congress can do, but it's what Congress has already done that makes it illegal to enter our country without our permission, and the president isn't enforcing that law. In fact, he believes in an open border, and that's what you're seeing every night on television. So Congress can't do any more except plead with the president to enforce the law, and that isn't going to do any good. So let's say that I get a chance to vote on legislation and be along those lines. Money to finish the wall that Trump started, more border patrol, more electronic surveilling along the border to help the police extend their authority. And then I would change the asylum laws so that you could come here just out of fear of religious or political persecution. And asylum was never meant to be used for economic reasons. In other words, I seek asylum in the United States because I can make more money here. That's not what asylum is. And it's being treated as economic asylum as much as for the protection of your life or and safety of your life in a foreign country. Thank you both for participating. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mark and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.